And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 22nd of May, 2025. Today is World Fish Migration Day, a day to create awareness about the importance of open rivers and migratory fish. Fish are easy to miss. From the shore, we only catch fleeting glimpses of silver scales or a darting shadow beneath the waves. But when we take a fisheye view beneath the surface, we find a complex, beautiful, and triumphant story of movement. Migratory fish are especially amazing. Many species swim thousands of miles on epic journeys across oceans and up rivers to spawning grounds. They are essential links in the wider food web, helping ensure healthy ecosystems for countless other animals. Across the world, freshwater fish travel unseen through rivers and lakes to fulfill their life cycles. They navigate using the currents, magnetic fields, even their sense of taste and smell. But whether they are traveling thousands of miles like Atlantic salmon, or as little as half a mile like some species of darter, freshwater fish rely on free-flowing, connected rivers for their survival. The rivers, streams, and coastal systems of North America once supported vast annual runs of fish, such as Pacific salmon, American shad, blueback herring, Pacific lamprey, and American eel. Some other examples of migratory fish are alewives, bass, herring, paddlefish, and sturgeon. Sea-run fish are also referred to as diadromous, meaning that they spend part of their lives in freshwater and another part in saltwater. Diadromous fish are either anadromous, spending most of their adult lives at sea, but returning to freshwater to spawn, or catadromous, spending most of their adult life in freshwater, but returning to the sea to spawn. Hawaiian gobies are a different type of aquatic athlete. They have the uncanny ability to scale steep waterfalls by using their mouths and fins to suction themselves up rocks. Salmon may be the most well-known of the migratory fish, and for good reason. Their heroic and dramatic migrations not only boggle the mind, they support entire ecosystems. In many cold water ecosystems, salmon carcasses are a primary source of stream nutrients for Arctic species. Salmon that spawn in the upper Yukon River have one of the longest upstream spawning migrations in the world, with some fish migrating over 1,678 miles. In the Atlantic Ocean, the Atlantic salmon were once found in most coastal rivers northeast of the Hudson in New York. Unfortunately, overfishing and dams that blocked their ability to spawn reduced their population size until the fisheries closed in 1948. Currently, the last wild populations of U.S. Atlantic salmon are found in a handful of rivers in Maine, but work is being done to ensure these fish continue to make their journey upstream. Rainbow smelt inhabit inshore waters along the North American Atlantic coast. In winter, these waters are frequently ice-covered, with temperatures as low as 28 degrees Fahrenheit. Rainbow smelt don't freeze because they have antifreeze proteins and glycerol, a kind of alcohol, in their blood, liver, muscle, and other tissues that prevent freezing. In September of 2020, the Bureau of Reclamation completed a fish screen over the century-old Derby Dam, giving trout access to 40 miles of river that had been inaccessible since 1905. Plans are in the works to ensure passage to even more habitat. Swimways, a concept akin to flyways but tailored for aquatic habitats, introduce a fresh perspective to conservation efforts. It underscores the critical significance of preserving free-flowing rivers as indispensable migratory pathways for a myriad of aquatic species. Aquatic animals need protection. The loss of natural swimways has played a devastating role in the decrease of freshwater fish populations, which have declined by 84% since 1970. Protecting free-flowing rivers as swimways allows populations to rebound. The solutions require safe and effective fish passage at dams. Remove any deadbeat dams that no longer serve a purpose. Perform adequate research before making changes to main stem discharges and flow regimes to prove they will do no harm. And here's a passage from Norman MacLean's A River Runs Through It. Eventually, all things merge into one, and a river runs through it. The river was cut by the world's great flood and runs over rocks from the basement of time. On some of the rocks are timeless raindrops. Under the rocks are the words, and some of the words are theirs. I am haunted by waters. Norman MacLean, A River Runs Through It. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with a reminder to let rivers run.